The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
As we speak, the government's hate crime bill is being debated in the Seanad. The last time it's going to be debated in the Seanad. Now, the narrative over the last little while has been that the government have kind of pirouetted on this front and that they have neutered their own bill, but concerns remain. So in advance of the debate, just a little bit earlier this afternoon, I caught up with two senators, Independent Senator Ronan Mullen and Fine Gael Senator Barry Ward. I began by asking Ronan if he still has concerns about this new version of the bill.
Yes, massive concerns. While I'm glad that they've pulled in their horns somewhat by postponing, and that's all they said they're doing, I think, the incitement to violence or hatred. I think, by the way, we should have incitement to violence or hatred legislation. I would just like to have seen it amended, but they've just got rid of that altogether for the moment. And so we're left with the hate offences bill, which is less toxic because you're dealing with criminals anyway. And if their crimes are motivated by hatred, then they're more serious crimes. I still, however, have a major problem with this convoluted and I would say sinister definition of gender that we are seeing for the first time being put into legislation, because I think that ultimately is putting into our statute law for the first time that gender no longer means male or female, but it means whatever you're having yourself, neither male nor female or any of these 105 or this crazy.
What's the definition that is in the legislation that's
Crikey. It's impossible to actually learn it off by heart. I'm going to have to dig it out for you. But and I tweeted it only yesterday. It refers to, do you have it there, Barry? It's gender, male or female, or some other gender, or neither gender. It's nuts.
I'll tell you what we can agree. It's an incredibly broad, very wide definition, deliberately intended to encompass a wide variety of genders, either perceived or physical.
And before you run away with yourself, and thank you for saying that, but that I agree with, and I think that's the sinister intent. Because if you look at the Victim of Crimes Act 2017, there is a clear distinction made where you're talking about victims of crime, which based on gender, or which is objective, male or female, the binary, or gender identity or expression. And if they had done that again this time, there could be no argument. But what they're doing here is putting in law for the first time that gender no longer means male or female. That is connected with the gender confusion in our society, the danger to children, where you have the National Council for Curriculum Assessment pushing the idea in schools that gender is a spectrum, the problem of children becoming confused in their gender because what is being said to them and what's going on around them, and we know about the puberty blockers and the dangerous surgeries. So any parent listening to this should be outraged that the government is trying to create confusion about gender, when instead, if they want to have a list of people with protected characteristics who are to be protected from hate crimes, they could say based on race, based on gender expression or identity. And there is still time for the minister to see that point. But if she doesn't see that point, then we can only conclude that this is the same old gender ideology coming from Roderick O'Gorman and the Green Party and enabled by people in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and coming from NGOs who have more access
sinister,
to the government.
Ronan, ascribing motives to people that simply aren't there. The definition, which is in section, section 3 of the bill, is the gender means the gender of a person or the gender which a person expresses as the person's preferred gender or with which the person identifies, and includes transgender and a gender other than those of male and female. Now, Ronan says that's the first time we've ever had legislation that says that gender isn't just male and female. That's not correct.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. But the point that I want to make about this is a very broad definition of gender, and it has to be, because the very people who are non-normative, if I can use that term, or who are outside the norm in terms of how they perceive their gender or how they describe their gender or how they feel their gender, are the same people who are the target of hate crime and indeed hate speech, even though that's going to be taken out of this bill. So of course the definition has to be brought, but it doesn't change any other piece of legislation.
Sorry, I'm not putting words in his mouth, and he can correct me if I'm wrong because he's sitting here, but I don't think Ronan has an objection to those people being protected under the Act.
What Ronan wants to do is that the definition
of gender includes them, as opposed to separating a crime based on gender
and then separately crime-based and gender identity.
What Ronan wants to do
is
to fit them all into his narrow perspective of what gender is. And the reality is that there are people outside that perspective who can perceive or who identify as things other than male or female. No, that is a fact, Ronan. Those people
Kieran
exist.
Kieran has it right, and you have it wrong. And what is wrong with the victim of crimes legislation in 2017?
Please let me finish the point, because there was another point I wanted to make, and I will come back to it, okay?
But the
first thing is that there are people in that wider spectrum who need to be protected, and that's why that definition covers them. The second thing is, Ronan says that therefore there's a risk that this spills over into other legislation. This definition only applies to this bill and to this legislation. It cannot be used in any other legislation to water down, as Ronan would see it, gender or gender identity. But the point that is in this bill is that we are specifically trying to protect people who identify as something other than male or female. Ronan accepts that those people are there. He accepts that they should be protected. Why should they not be part of this definition? It makes perfect sense.
Well, can I just say, as a matter of principle, everybody should be protected. The child who is attacked in the street because the attacker hates their father, that in my eyes is as serious as an attack on a child because of their racial identity. However, let me finish, I am willing to accept the idea of hate crimes based on protected characteristics. But what you have not answered is, what is wrong with the 2017 victim of crimes model, where you, as you rightly say, Kieran, there's a reference to gender, and there's a reference to a very separate thing which is subjective, which is gender expression or identity. And I'll tell you what the government is up to here, because it's here in an email I have from Helen McEntee to Richard Bruton, where they're basically saying that including the broader meaning of gender, including non-binary and transgender, was on foot of civil society organisations' recommendations. Here we are again, the people on the inner track at the Coalition Against Hate Crime. And then she goes on to say, and this is remarkable in my eyes, that the Garda Síochána are already applying a wider meaning, as she calls it, progressive meaning of gender. And she's saying it's a problem if legislation is more restrictive. So instead of the guards enforcing the law which legislators make, we have an excessively broad Garda interpretation of what gender means, and the minister saying, oh, we've got to get in line with that. But you have already failed to answer Kieran's point, and you failed to answer my point as to what was wrong with the 2017 Victim of Crimes Act distinction.
I will answer it if you'll allow me.
I'll get your chance in a minute, and gender expression and identity. What I am pointing to here is, it is the political ideological intent that has been clear from the beginning. Simon Harris said we want to future-proof the meaning of gender to allow for all sorts of new stuff, which is scientifically contested, which is highly political, and which can be
used to
science,
Ronan. You're missing the point entirely. Because if you go back, like 2017 is 7 years ago, we know that there are people who perceive their gender or identify their gender as being quite different from the male or female and from other things that maybe have gone in the past.
Yes.
They're entitled to do that.
Gender expression or identity. It's not called gender.
They're entitled to do that. And what you're talking about now is semantics.
No.
The purpose of this bill is, Ronan,
the purpose of this bill is
to distinguish between somebody who is assaulted because they don't like their father and somebody who is assaulted because of who they are or how they identify. And that could be based on religion, it could be based on race or ethnicity, it can also be based on gender identity and how that person identifies themselves in terms of the gender. It is entirely different, and this is what's really important. It's entirely different to somebody who's assaulted because of whose daughter or son they are, because that's not about their identity. And the problem that we have is, at the moment in society, there are people who are specifically targeted by groups and individuals.
We get that, Barry. Because don't insult our intelligence.
Well, Ronald, you seem to think that somehow, if we say gender instead of gender expression, that that's going to make a difference. The reality is, what this section is to do is to define a group of people who have those characteristics that we are specifically protecting in the bill. And you see, this is the difficulty. You say that I'm insulting people's intelligence, but then you go and you liken it to somebody who's attacked because of who their dad is.
Well, actually,
and that's totally different. Here's why.
Let me just finish this, Ronan. The reason
it's different, and there is oodles of academic evidence to support with this. If you're if you're the victim of crime, it is entirely different, the effect on you, if it's because of a characteristic that is inherent to you, that you can't change, that is part of who you are. So if you get attacked because you're black or African or Protestant or Catholic or Muslim, whatever it is, you can't change that. And the effect of that crime on you is well documented to be much more serious than a random assault or assault that is down to something that you can control.
Okay, well,
that's why we're separating them.
First of all, I'm willing to concede that you will have those distinctions. I still think, by the way, you talk a lot about oodles of evidence. The one thing I never see the government coming forward with is actual evidence that they point to in studios. I still think that we shouldn't have two tiers of victim in our society. But as I said to you already, I'm willing to accept that. And if you have hate crimes that are more serious if it's against certain categories of people, fair enough. I haven't gone in strong on that point because my focus has been on people's right to express their ideas freely in a free society. But what I am saying is this. The government is smuggling in a new meaning of gender, which they don't need to do. The Victim of Crimes Act makes clear that you can protect people who are attacked based on their gender, and alternatively and equally, you can protect people based on attacks on the way that they perceive their gender identity and expression. The only reason that the government is mixing all this in as a new gender is that it is, as they have admitted, trying to set a template for the future, which will be, they'll point to this legislation and they say,
is that email not an admission rather that the reality, the lived reality of people on the ground has actually moved ahead of legislation?
Well, you see, that's the...
The Gardaí are responding to reality, and that what we're kind of doing is kind of raging against the dying of the light.
It's not the Gardaí's job to go redefining what...
I accept that.
The Gardaí could just as easily, raise concerns.
Yes, okay, but that's a slightly different issue. I accept some people would agree with you on that. But my point is more that the Gardaí, whether they should or shouldn't be doing it, are reflecting changes that have happened in society. And does it not make sense then that our legislation also reflects those changes that have happened in society?
The change that's happening in society is that there is a great deal more gender confusion out there around now, and children are particularly vulnerable in this area. And that's why I'm saying constantly that there is a high level of irresponsibility among NGOs, groups like the National Council for Curriculum Assessment, and the NGOs that have a lot of influence in government and government ministers themselves, in not protecting people from this, and children in particular, from this new gender ideology. At the same time, I have no problem and will fully support protecting categories of people who are attacked and based on hatred. And all I am saying is that the government should continue with its definition, which it has in the 2017 Victims of Crime legislation, and Barry hasn't been able to show what's wrong with that, which mentions gender, which as we know is the binary, male or female. You attack a person because she's a woman. That's an attack based on gender. Then gender expression or identity, a person who is a male who believes they're a female, identifies as a female, or is male today and female tomorrow. They all deserve support, but it's not reality. It's something that we don't want children to be picking up and going with. We hope that they can move beyond it, and in most cases they do. And in that situation, you should not confuse people by pretending that that's all gender. It's not. It's a separate identity.
Can I take what Rona said and put it in the form of a question to you? In what way would this bill be weakened were it not to... say, you know, race, religion, ethnicity, gender, or gender identity?
I mean, I'm not saying that it would, but the point of the definition that is there now is to be as broad as possible.
But that would also be as broad as possible.
Well, because the definition that's there in Section 3 is a very expansive one. And I make no apology
for
that.
How is it more expansive than gender or gender identity? Because the gender would include male, identity, female, and gender identity would include however people identify.
Well, it wouldn't necessarily.
Why?
There's nothing wrong with the definition in the Victims of Crime Act, but the point of this definition is that it goes beyond... And it expressly says it's not just male and female, and it expressly says that it's however they identify. So arguably it's the same thing, but this is the way
this legislation can include a definition of gender identity which specifically says that.
Well, I mean, it could, yes. I'm happy with the definition.
And in what way would that weaken the
legislation?
Because
I think the one that's there is very clear in being expansive and all-encompassing. But here's the rub of it.
Designed to cause confusion.
Hang on a second now, Roland. The arguments that you made there about when you talk about ideology and confusion,
yes,
there isn't actually confusion there. And these are the same arguments that you made at the time of the marriage equality referendum. And it's, I think, actually pretty demeaning to people.
This is the old trick now.
Hang on a second, Roland. Of all the tricks, of all the tricks, you're the trick master.
It might be like what Roland said in the past, so don't listen to what he's saying now.
The trick was
Is the trick
actually when I'm saying something you don't like that
no,
you just
the trick
talk
is
over me so I can't
anything,
say it?
Let me hear what Barry has to say on this.
That you made during the marriage equality referendum when you said that having same-sex marriage, having family on the same level would create confusion for children and suddenly we'd have an epidemic of children who didn't know what their sexuality was. It didn't happen. It won't happen in this case either. So let's actually be reasonable and let's be a little bit sensitive.
This is just dirty
politics. Hang on a second, Roland. Let's be a little bit sensitive.
I will come back to you.
Okay. Let's be a little bit sensitive to people who find themselves in a normative society where they're outside the definition of what most people apply to gender and they find that difficult. Not only do they find it difficult, but they then find themselves being targeted by certain groups as the victims of crime because of that identity. And what this bill is trying to do is to say, look, we recognise that you are outside the norm. We recognise that we need to encompass that in the definition and we recognise that you deserve a special protection because the effect of a crime against you because of your gender identity is particularly pervasive.
Have you cried wolf in the past?
Oh, well, you see, I'm going to treat that particular line of argument from government with the contempt it deserves. People agree and disagree in all sorts of things. And I can tell you, there are people who are conservatives and liberals in society, people of faith and people of none, who are very concerned at the line the government is pushing around gender and the danger it could do to children in particular in our schools. And this government deserves to be hassled and harried on this by the electorate in the coming weeks or months. We agree that people, and let get this clear, Barry, we agree that people who are targeted for any reason in a hateful way should be protected and those who target them punished. But don't use that as a pretext for creating confusion around gender. You, the government,
this
are the
exactly
ones.
The
no, no, let me finish the point. I give you the courtesy
the
of a listen and you listen to me now. You are the guys who are introducing a radical new definition of gender into legislation for the first time when you don't need to.
I
you
don't
can
agree
protect
with that.
People perfectly by referring, as you have done in past legislation, to gender identity and expression. That will protect the person who is non-binary or who has whatever personal expression of their gender they want from being attacked in a hateful way. But what you are trying to do and what you are doing in this legislation is you are diluting the meaning of gender so that it no longer means male or female. That has serious implications for the protection of women in women's spaces, in prisons and in schools. It has serious implications
for
future.
You're absolutely
Let
making
me just
things
make
up
this
now, Ron.
No,
because what you're saying, there's no basis for what you're saying.
It has serious implications for future legislative initiatives around anti-discrimination because what you'll be saying...
But it absolutely doesn't,
you'll be back,
Ron.
You'll
there's
be,
no basis for saying
if you
that.
Get this wording through, you'll be back telling people, shut up, you may not say a man cannot become a woman or a woman cannot become
and
a man.
We've had this
you
discussion
may not
before,
say,
Ronan, and you know what you're saying is mistaken. Can I address
there
the point?
No,
rather than listen
I
to another
to
monologue from
quite clear.
You.
There is a reason why you are persisting with this confusing definition of gender. It is not coming from nowhere. I have given you an alternative. You should take it to Danish.
I'll finish with you.
There's a couple of things. Ronan, you're the one who talked about confusion for children, that the somebody please think of the children
which
argument,
this government
which is entirely spurious, right? The second thing, you then move on to say that there's some kind of an agenda behind this and that it's absolutely rational. And
it's visible from outer space.
Please, just let me finish one sentence, okay? That there's somehow an agenda by government to totally dilute gender and this is going to leach into all the other legislation when it is absolutely clear this definition applies only and singularly to this act.
It is intended to set the model.
Let him finish.
You cannot tell me what's intended, Roland.
We
and by the way,
the way
you remember the legislation
the same, in this government.
The same as I am.
Through five Roland,
don't, let him finish the point.
Just the one sentence I get, or do I get another one? Then you go on to say that this is somehow going to tell people that they can't say, oh, you are or not a woman or a man. And I have said to you 100 times, if I've said it to you once in interviews just like this one, this bill will never ban being offensive. And thank God
it
for you, because you can continue being offensive to people for a long
that's
time.
A cheap shot.
Nor will it
nor
will it ban being offended. That's not what it's about. And you've continued to try to muddy the waters on that front. This is a sensible and now very restrained piece of legislation, more restrained than I would like it to be, that is designed to protect people, not to muddy the waters, not to cast ideologies on people, not to confuse
it's
children.
All about
and
pushing
you
ideology.
Are the one
Senators,
being very unfair.
Senators, Barry Warr, Fine Gael Senator, Independent Senator Ronan Mullen.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You both very much.
Thanks, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.